T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we're making some noise this afternoon, 860-522-9842. Well, there's a lot of upset, as there should be, over rate increases. What are they all about? Listen, let's just set the stage here for a little discussion with Len Susio, who knows a lot about these electric rates. Not everything, but he's a shark. He goes in for the kill, and we're going to talk to him in a sec. But I just wanted to – I feel like the governor stepped in it big time with this response, and I want to be able to get Len's response to exactly what he had to say. Here we go.
All right, just when your job in our economy has taken a COVID-related hit, then you get your electric bill in the mail, and you see a big increase in that bill. Let me explain what's going on.
All right, the governor is going to explain what's going on. And listen carefully, because I think it may differ from what we'll hear in a minute from Len Susio.
Of that big increase you got, 4% is related to a rate increase from Eversource, 4%. We're going to take a hard look at that, our regulatory group there, to make sure that every dime of that is justified.
Sure you are.
If it's not, we roll it back.
That process already took place for a 4% rate increase, which nobody would notice if that was what was going on.
The rest of that bill increase is related to usage. Usage, electric usage, air conditioning and the such. You've been home a lot more. It's been really hot. That represents probably the other 80, 90% of the increase.
Okay, so the governor's response to you being upset over big, big hikes like nobody's ever seen in any bill going up, in your electric bill, he says there was a minuscule 4% rate hike, and the rest is your fault because you're using the air conditioning, and you're too dumb to realize that in a hot month, you're using more air conditioning, and besides, he's had the economy shut down for months, and you're sitting in the house every day. So it's your fault that your bill went up. That's what the governor says. 860-522-9842. Len Susio is here, former state senator, soon to be state senator again. Hello, Len.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
Well, it's hot. I'm using the air conditioning. It's my fault if electricity gets more expensive.
Yeah, well, I can straighten that nonsense out. I will say the governor's not lying, because I've heard him long enough to know that he doesn't know what he's talking about most of the time. So he doesn't know intention of lying, but he's.
So you're saying he would have to know what he was talking about in order to deceive us. And instead, I don't buy that for a second. I think he's not as dumb as he sounds, and that he actually does understand a lot of. He has no humanity, I think, and he doesn't care about people. But I think he's a bright guy.
Well, you know, one would think he went to Yale and Harvard, but I've heard him enough since he's been governor to start wondering about what the value is of a Yale and Harvard degree, because I'm not impressed by what I heard from him. But nonetheless, look, like most lies or deceptions, there's a kernel of truth, but there's a huge deception in it. And in this case, yes, there's a little bit of energy usage going up, but I can tell you this. I compared my July electric bill this year to my July electric bill 2 years ago, which, by the way, coincidentally had almost exactly the same usage. like 1,009 kilowatt hours versus 1,024. So the usage difference isn't that much different, basically. And it doesn't account for the fact that I had like a $35 increase in my bill July of this year compared to July 2 years ago, even though the energy usage was almost identical. So the question is, well, if it's not the energy usage that's driving it, what is driving it? And it's there's several items in the delivery of the energy that account for all of this increase, basically. There's what's called the transmission charge, which went up a whopping amount. That's what it costs to transmit the energy over the high power lines and things like that. And Eversource itself issued a statement saying, oh, we have to charge more for the transmission because the energy usage went down. People are conserving so much that we're not getting enough money from the energy usage charge that we're getting based on all the kilowatt hours before. Now that there's reduced consumption of electricity, we got to charge more per unit of electricity so that we can capture all our costs. That's a big part of it, okay? But another big part...
Well, wait a sec. That is true. That's what's going on. That a reduction in usage is a waste of efficiency on the part of consumers because they'll just get billed more by the electric company.
And by the way, Todd, it totally contradicts what the governor's excuse was, that energy usage is up, right? Here's Eversource saying, no, energy was down. That's why we've got to charge more for the delivery of that energy. So it totally
And do they get to... Do they get to just charge more automatically? Is this not subject to approval by the legislature?
Yes. No, not the legislature. By the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, PURA, for sure. They have to review.
So they go into PURA and they say, oh, we're suffering because people aren't wasting enough electricity anymore. So we have to charge them more. And PURA says, check. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Green light, go ahead. You got the even though the increase is huge, the transmission charge from 2 years ago to this.
Wait, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Got to get a quick weather report in. We're talking to former state senator Len Susio, who is running for his old seat once again. About electric rates. I just want to clarify this thing. The governor says it's our fault that electric bills are going up because when the weather is hot, we turn on the air conditioning. As if air conditioning just got invented over the past month or two. And what you're saying, Len Susio, is we shouldn't believe the governor, that instead there is a built-in mechanism through which the power companies can rush into the regulatory agency and say, because consumers aren't burning enough electricity, that means we're not making enough money, so we get to raise rates.
That's exactly
correct?
Right. And Eversource's talking points, their official talking points, blame decreased consumption for the need to increase the rate. So it's totally contradicts
So this is a war against energy efficiency, which I thought Jolly Ned and the compassion crowd want more than anything else. Why would they punish us for efficiency?
Yes, it is a total contradiction, not only of the governor's explanation, but it's a contradiction of what every politician in Hartford has been saying they want to do. They want more conservation of power so we don't have as much emissions and that kind of nonsense. And as a result, they're penalizing people for doing what they want them to do. It would be funny if it weren't so tragic.
And this increase of consumption, that should be an electric charge. Tell us what category. Is that a transmission charge, a delivery charge, a usage charge? Where does that show up on the bill?
Yeah, it shows up in – there's a section called generation or supplier. That's what it costs to create the energy. And then there's a section called the delivery section. There's what it takes to get the energy to your home. And that breaks down into like about 10 different subcategories. I won't get into the weeds on that too much, but there is a transmission charge, and that's the specific charge that's going up a whopping amount. And according to Eversource, it's because of decreased usage. But according to the governor, it's because of increased usage. So somebody doesn't know what they're talking about.
Wait, so we're really turning the air conditioners down because it's so hot. The governor has it backwards.
Yeah. Well, it might be getting a little hotter in the governor's seat right now, basically. But there's a second element in that delivery section of the consumer's bill, which is also playing a big role in it. And that's a convoluted thing called the federally mandated congestion charge, the FMCC. Mm-hmm. That went up a whopping amount as well. And that, by the way, I compared that charge from July of 2018 to the charge in July of 2020. It went up. Are you sitting in your chair, Todd?
If
you got your seatbelt fastened, it went up 174% in two years. Yeah, it went from 1.1 cents per kilowatt hour to 3.1 cents per kilowatt hour. That's almost triple what it was 2 years ago. And
why is that?
What's driving that is the controversial deal that the legislature approved with Dominion and Millstone Nuclear Plant. There was a big fight over this 2 years ago in May of 2018, and it dominated the legislature, actually, in that session. And Millstone was threatening a shutdown. They weren't making enough money, according to them anyways. So they said, well, we might have to shut down. So the legislature panicked, basically, and said, oh, we've got to do something about this. And what they did was they made a special deal and isolated a large part of the Millstone generation or power as a separate bid from all the other bids. And that's what's in your bill and driving it upwards, combined with this whole idea of ever-increasing use of renewable, in quotes, energy sources, which are much more expensive than coal or nuclear or gas-fired electricity. So you've really got two things there. You've got the special deal with the Dominion over the Millstone plant and the isolation of that bid, and you've got this increasing use of much more expensive power that's been ordered by, been mandated by the politicians in Hartford. In 2018, it was 17% of electric costs in Connecticut, or sources, I should say. And it's been mandated by the legislature to go from 17% in 2018 to 40% in 2030. So every year.
All right, let me just clarify this. According to liberal law, because Democrats support the environmentalists and this whole idea that consumption of electricity is bad and we have to penalize people for doing it by raising costs. And the way we raise costs is by rigging the marketplace so that state consumers are forced to pay for zero. Is this the right way to describe it? Or do we just call it? Do we just call it renewable energy? Is that the right terminology? So we're forced to buy renewable energy that doesn't really exist. That drives up the cost because there isn't enough of that kind of electricity. And thus, everyone is penalized for the lust that the left has for windmills and solar power, but we really don't have an efficient way to deliver those, and that drives up the cost. And they like this. They do this on purpose in order to have a higher cost of electricity to make it viable to spend the money to create these other sources of electricity.
That's right. Like there was legislation passed for offshore wind farms, basically. And by the way, which are going to be environmentally ugly.
We've only got 30 seconds, so don't do the by the ways. Just stay straight on your point.
But again, it's the left wing's mandate to increase our reliance on that stuff. And it's much more expensive. So as we go from 17% in 2018 to more than double that in 2030. It means every year for the next 10 years, the cost of electricity in Connecticut is going to go up simply because politicians are forcing us to buy from more expensive, more unreliable, by the way, sources as well.
Yeah. Yes. And this is because they love environmentalists, and every policy they make is paying off their special interest groups. And that's why individuals suffer from having so much compassion going through those transmission lines. It's really expensive, and it's kind of an electrocution going on. Len Susio, thank you, sir.
It's been my pleasure. I look forward to listening to the discussion, Todd. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Former State Senator Len Susio running for election once again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.